This is our number
10. It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
Oh, it's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to the Fastest 15. This is one of those days where I woke up and thought, because I do, you know, few hours of show prep the night before. And it's like, okay. And then I did a first run through of the news this morning, and I was like, man, we might be a little light today. And then all of a sudden, the fire hose was turned on, and we got news coming at us from every direction you can possibly imagine. And we appreciate, as always, you being along for the ride. All right, and coming up at 2:05, an hour from now, Cliff Mass at the University of Washington is going to join us. I love Cliff. A couple of months ago, this public radio station that Cliff played a huge role in saving, he did a sold-out fundraiser for him at Kane Hall at the University of Washington. And then the radical left came after Cliff because they didn't like a blog post that he wrote about how, you know, walking around downtown, everything was boarded up. And so the radio station fired him after he'd helped save them. And he called me after that off the air. And he said, he's got that great deep voice. He said, I just want to ask you one question. How are you the only one who survived cancel culture? and I told him it's because of you, my listeners, my great sponsors. I'm the only one. They thought they had me down too, man. I was on the ropes, and they thought they were just putting me away. But ever since then, I've really felt a bond with Cliff Mass. So the Seattle Times it's their front page story today. Seattle meteorologist Cliff Mass sparks controversy by diving into heat wave climate science. And so it just talks about how controversial he is because he doesn't go with the crowd, which ultimately is my greatest sin, apparently. But I don't just get along for getting along. I just don't go with the crowd. And there used to be a time in America where the left revered people who didn't go with the crowd. They loved a free spirit and rugged individuality. Now it is despised. We do what we're told. You must be part of the groupthink. You must fall into line. You must say what they tell you to say. And if not, they're going to come after you. So anyway, I'm going to have Cliff Mass on an hour from now, because now the Seattle Times is going after him. And it's a very silly story. One of the things the Times said is Cliff often criticizes the media, including some stories and reporters and headlines in the Seattle Times. Oh, I didn't know we weren't allowed to criticize the Seattle Times. I had no idea that they were completely off limits. So it's just pathetic. And here, I'll give you a little Seattle Times criticism right now, because I do believe that most in the media, for whatever reason, are still falling into trying to generate COVID hysteria because, you know, it's the Delta variant. And so they're talking about how many cases. But I was looking at the Washington State data dashboard. I wish the data daddy would look at the data dashboard once in a while. Yes, cases are up, but hospitalizations are down, and the death rate in our state from COVID is the lowest number since the very first week of COVID, when it was just barely starting to come up from zero on that graph. We're now at the lowest rate since the beginning of all of this. And why more in the media don't choose to focus on that? Because ultimately, What we fear the most for ourselves, for our loved ones, is death. But if you listen to most in the media, including the Seattle Times, they would tell you that that the cases of the Delta variant are up. And the fifth wave is here. But they ignore the fact that, yeah, but most people are vaccinated and probably 100 million more in our country have already have COVID and have the antibodies. And so most people either have the vaccination or the antibodies, and you can still get COVID, apparently. They told us the vaccine was a vaccine. They lied. But you have the vaccine, you can still get COVID. But it's probably not going to kill you. It probably wasn't going to kill you before the vaccine. But the vaccine has knocked the death numbers of COVID way down. And nobody's talking about that. I will. I'm happy to. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom on this subject. But that's a rap that I get all the time. Oh, you just talk about all the problems. No, one of the problems that I'll talk about is that other people in the media and politicians are dramatically overstating the danger that we're facing right now. And the headline in the Seattle Times, quote, "Every hospital is quite full," unquote, in Washington as Delta variant of coronavirus spreads. And then if you go down and look at the numbers, they said last week, 84% of all ICU beds had been filled with COVID-19 patients using about 11%. So, wait a second. So the ICU beds usually are 73% full when there is no COVID-19. And now it's at 83, or I guess it'd be 72%. With no COVID-19, and now it's 83%. So, do the facts match the story? Every hospital is quite full as Delta variant of coronavirus spreads. No. That's a tiny part of why ICU beds are full. There are a lot of things that people are sick with that's not COVID-19. And if all COVID did is knock the occupancy rate up from 72% to 83%, that's not a gigantic impact. But, man, if all you did was read the headline, you would think that they're wall to wall. They're stacking those COVID patients like firewood in the ICU. And then I'll give you another example. Where'd I see this story? Oh, golly gee. I like the folks at Channel 4, ComaNews.com. I always give attribution when I talk about a story. But they have a headline, "Air pollution could be linked to higher rates of COVID-19, new study says." Okay. A recent study conducted by Nevada-based Desert Research suggests there could be... So this sounds like a rock solid study. The new study suggests that there could be a link between air pollution and COVID-19. Oh, not just COVID-19, and susceptibility to COVID-19. Daniel Kaiser is a scientist at Desert Research, and he said COVID went up when pollution levels did.
When PM2.5 levels went up, we saw COVID-19 cases every now and health go up. We just found an association. There are reasons to think that the association...
All of that. Because there may be some connection between air pollution. Well, he really hopes that you'll get the vaccine now.
Kaiser hopes his research will motivate people to get vaccinated and wear masks to reduce their exposure to COVID and wildfire pollution.
This is just one more reason to be cautious, one more thing to be aware of, that wildfire smoke and air pollution in general can play a role in exacerbating the COVID-19.
The study suggests there could be a role between the two. Oh, man. What are the kickbacks? What? How much money is Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson? How much money are they funneling to all these medical centers and doctors and politicians and media outlets? To, you know, they did big buys. You know, media outlets loved getting the commercial money, the revenues, telling people to get vaccinated. Washington State Department of Health was running those commercials. We were running them on our station. But seriously, now today, it's there might be a link between pollution, so get vaccinated. It suggests. Okay, next up in... it's all funny to me at this point. Just the group think of it all. Right, next up in the Fest 15. I do want to remind you, coming up right after the bottom of the hour news here, I told you yesterday about a 7-year-old girl with a lemonade stand up in Everett, and the authorities came and shut her down. And there's a homeless encampment just a couple blocks away, where they can use heroin, use meth, engage in prostitution. But apparently for little 7-year-old Elsa, she had her lemonade stand up and running, and a neighbor drove by, Mrs. Kravitz, I bet. A neighbor drove by. Man, I just realized that's probably a real old reference that nobody gets. Drove by slow, and then presumably that neighbor, because she was in a park up in Everett, that neighbor called the parks department, and a park ranger came and said, "We banish you from our park with your lemonade stand." To which a normal person would say, "Hey, can you do something about the homeless encampment, all the heroin, all the meth?" "Nope. No, it's the 7-year-old girls who're selling lemonade. They're causing the real problems in our society, because lemonade is just a gateway beverage. Before you know it, they'll be drinking V8. Then pomegranate juice, and then they're hooked for life." So Elsa, on her TV interview, described the neighbor who ratted her out.
"There was a wicked witch out there, and she called the ranger."
A wicked witch called the ranger on her. So we're going to talk to little 7-year-old Elsa right after the bottom of the hour news. I'm really looking forward to that. Do not miss it. Next up in the Fastest 15, it is on in New York City. Now is it going to come to Washington State? You now must have a mask on indoors, whether you're vaxxed or not. If you want to sit indoors at a restaurant, a bar, the theater, grocery stores, you name it, you must wear a mask. Masking is now mandatory. And it's Mayor de Blasio, America's finest mayor, who says if you want to participate in society, you better get the vaccine. So this is what it's come down to. And this is coming from somebody who believes in the vax, but I'm against government mandatory vaccine. I'm against all these, you know, Kaiser Permanente announced, if you want to work for us, you've got to get the vax, otherwise you're fired. And other employers are doing that too. And the fact that you have to decide between a livelihood and providing for yourself and your family versus having something injected into you against your will, I think that's a pretty sad place for America to be. But, yeah, here's de Blasio saying you better get the vax or else we are going to shun you.
"We know that this is what's going to turn the tide. And we also know that people are going to get a really clear message. If you want to participate in our society fully, you got to get vaccinated. You got to get vaccinated. It's time."
How about, seriously, that's literally what it is. You shall be shunned if you don't get vaccinated. We will not let you participate in society if you're not vaccinated. But, Bill, I had COVID last year, and I have the antibodies. Shunned if you don't get vaccinated. But I'm immune. I got the natural stuff. Shun you if you don't get vaccinated. And then the Seattle Times has a helpful story about how you are going to have to prove your vaccination status here in our state. It's actually a Washington Post story in the Times. But they said if you don't want to carry your vaccination card, which I don't even know where mine is. It's been months since I got vaccinated. And I said, I'm never going to show my card. I'm not going to show my personal medical information to some 18-year-old kid at the doorway of the Gap. But they said, well, if you don't want to carry your card, there are going to be apps where you can upload your vax information and then show that personal private medical information to the 18-year-old at the door of Banana Republic. So, but this is what it's coming down to. If you plan to visit Hawaii, you have to be vaccinated or have a negative test. Seattle schools, or schools throughout the state, I mean. Teachers union still making some noise because fewer than 50% of kids are vaccinated because it's not necessary for them to get vaccinated. And since fewer than 50% of kids are vaccinated, they're still leaving the door open a crack for no inline school this fall, which would, man, if that's the case, then it's time for a complete overhaul. Teachers should be fired, first of all. They can't go on strike. And we've already been told by Inslee and Rakedahl that we will have in-person schooling. But the teachers' union, they own all this stuff. They own all these people. And so you're going to have to carry a card with you or have an app on your phone so you can prove personal, private, medical information that you've been vaccinated. Yeah, this sounds exactly like the America that I dreamed of when I was a kid. And that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast Dory's Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. We're going to check the news for you, but do not go anywhere. Coming up next, I'm going to talk to the 7-year-old girl up in Everett who had her lemonade stand shut down by the man. We'll hear what little Elsa has to say about this next here on the Dory Monson Show. We told you yesterday about just how crazy our region has gotten. I mentioned that when I was a little kid, I set up a lemonade stand on so many hot summer days so I could make nickels and dimes. And it was a living. And I heard about a 7-year-old girl up in Everett named Elsa. She set up a lemonade stand at a park there, and that's when the craziness started. And Elsa and her grandma, Sherry, they're on with me right now. Hey, Elsa, it's good to talk to you.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, you sound adorable. Okay, now is this true? I heard that you're about to become not just Seattle famous, but nationally famous. Are you in a limousine right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And who are you going to go talk to?
Fox News.
Fox News.
America Report.
Oh, actually, America.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, first of all, is this your first limousine ride?
Yes.
How is it? Is it fun?
Yes.
Nice. Okay, so Elsa, tell me what happened with your lemonade stand. How often do you set these lemonade stands up?
Every year.
Okay. And I heard you don't keep all the money. Do you share the money, too?
Yes.
Who do you give it to?
The hospital. The mission, yeah.
Yeah, Everett Gospel Mission. It's very sweet of you. Why do you do that? How come you like sharing your money?
Because I think it will help the poor people.
Yeah, that's very sweet of you, Elsa. Okay, so what happened the other day when this park ranger came up to you?
Well, he told me that I had to shut down my lemonade stand.
And did he tell you why?
I can't sell food.
Oh, you're just not allowed to sell food.
Or lemonade.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. I sold lemonade all the time when I was a little boy. I don't know why they wouldn't let you do that. Okay, and so Sherry, let me bring you in here.
Okay.
So what was your reaction when you heard about this?
Well, I was really angry because we had just about 10 minutes earlier, the mayor had actually come by and purchased something from the stand from her. And I was jokingly said, because she's had that stand in the same location on Rutger Park Hill there for years. And I said to her, is this illegal for us to be here on park property? Oh, no, no. The city of Everett encourages lemonade stands. And it wasn't more than about 10 or 15 minutes after she left that this ranger shows up. And I said to him, well, the mayor was just here. And she said, we were fine. Nope. The rules are there was a complaint from a neighbor and you have to move. And he was very polite about it, but very, you know, these are the rules and I have to do this and you have to get out.
Who in the world would complain about a seven-year-old's lemonade stand?
I don't understand it. I really don't. Somebody who doesn't like kids or maybe just doesn't like people, I don't know. Because it certainly wasn't blocking traffic or blocking anyone at all.
Wow. Elsa, what do you think about this woman neighbor who tattled on you?
A little angry.
Yeah. If you found out who tattled on you and you had a chance to say something to her, what would you say to her?
I'd say, why did you shut down my lemonade stand? But I don't really know if she did.
Yeah, we don't know who did it.
Right. So. I understand. Okay, and then it gets even crazier. You're doing an interview with King 5 Television, and Elsa, who walked in the picture as you were doing an interview on King 5.
Well, this is something we hustled her, the reporter, and I hustled her into the atrium, and the cameraman stayed out there. So fortunately, she didn't get to see anything she'd never seen before.
Oh.
And okay. So she didn't even know until she saw the news coverage about this incident. And so fortunately, she was sheltered from that. But it interrupted the whole interview, and I had to call 911.
And let's tell people what it was. While they were taping, a stark naked man walks through the picture. Is that right?
Exactly. Walked right down the road. The only reason we knew advanced to get her out of the way was because a nice man driving down the hill yelled over at us because he saw women and a child there and said, heads up, there's a naked man walking down the street. You better get out of here. So that's how we knew to hustle her away. Otherwise, she would have been fully exposed to the exposure, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So,
let me get this straight. Walking naked down the street in Everett is perfectly fine, but a seven-year-old girl running a lemonade stand is unacceptable.
That seems to be the case, because when I called the police about it, it took quite a while for them to respond. And then when they did follow him, they apparently, we checked, they never found him. However, I have to point out that King 5 News went down to where I told them a lot the homeless people hang out at Forgotten Creek. They saw the man there, and by then he had found some shorts in the garbage can. I have a neighbor who saw him going through their garbage and put on some ill-fitting shorts. And so the police weren't able to find him yet. The news people could find him.
Crazy.
Something's really wrong with that. And this is the middle of the day on a Saturday past the park where kids play. And in our park there are no tents set up right now. But we've been getting more and more mentally ill people walking by all the time.
It's crazy. I mean, we're prioritizing, you know, people who are on the streets because of their drug addiction, and then we're shutting down lemonade stands. That's as crazy as it gets. So, all right. Well, in closing, Elsa, are you going to sell lemonade again, or are you shut down forever?
I'm going to do it again.
Ooh.
One of the things she decided, she's gotten so much, because of your good publicity about this, she's gotten so many comments on Facebook about, can we give you money? Can we help you? And so her aunties helped her set up a GoFundMe page so that money goes to the mission. All the money goes to the mission to help the homeless, because that's what this is all about. We want to help the homeless people, right, Elsa?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. We'll link it up on our story, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I know the title of it. It's Elsa Makes Lemonade Out of a Lemon Situation.
Okay. I like it. Okay, excellent. Well, Sherry, it was very nice talking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling and having interest in this, because this shouldn't be happening, kids getting shut down and people who are mentally ill not getting services and getting help. So we're happy to help support this. And yeah, it's crazy. These people need help, and we need to get more help for the
You got
them.
It. Hey, and Elsa, you're going to be famous in a few minutes when you go on national television. Smile real bright and wide for them, okay?
We just got word that they're, because of the Cuomo situation, Governor Cuomo, they're delaying us till tomorrow. So we're getting turning around. We're going to get two limo rides. Which is even better. That's fine.
Great. Okay. All right. Elsa, you are a very sweet little girl. Thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, guys. Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye. There goes Sherry and Elsa. Homeless camp can go on. The 7-year-old's lemonade stand cannot. Life in the Puget Sound area these days. Oh, man. Text me, 98973. That's 98973. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show. Ooh, I'm getting a lot of text messages about Elsa and her lemonade stand getting shut down. From the 253, she should sell meth at the park. She'd be left alone and make a lot more money for the charity. Another person, 206, really? There are open markets on Seattle streets where you can buy booze, drugs, and stolen goods, and they're shutting down a little girl selling frigging lemonade? What the bleep is wrong with people? And somebody else had a hot tip. If you have a homeless encampment near you, when you call it in, tell them they're selling lemonade there. Then finally they'll do something about it. Big story national. The reason that Elsa's limousine had to do a U-turn, they were on their way to record be live via satellite on Fox News. But on the way down, they got a call that because of the Andrew Cuomo stuff, which was going wall to wall, they said, yeah, we're not going to be able to talk about the little girl selling lemonade. So Elsa's going to be on with them tomorrow. But the Andrew Cuomo thing, man, now they've released the investigation of him improprietally. That's not a word. Improperly. I'll just go with that. I want to do something with proprieties. Improperly touching people in a sexually suggestive way. And the report now says that they find him guilty of all of that stuff. But he's been defending himself all day. Now, here's what he said. He said that that's not who he is, touching people inappropriately.
I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. I am 63 years old. I've lived my entire adult life in public view. That is just not who I am. And that's not who I have ever been.
Not according to the investigation of Andrew Cuomo. And once again, I heard his fellow Democrat, Chuck Schumer, calling for his resignation. What's amazing is that not only do we have now a report, an investigation that finds that he touched many, many, many women in why am I struggling on that? Wrongly. But not only do we have that, but there's the nursing home scandal. He was sending people with COVID into nursing homes, and that caused super spreader events that added thousands to the death toll in New York State. And yet somehow, because he has a D next to his name, a guy who can touch women in a sexually suggestive way, a guy who killed thousands of elderly people with his decision-making on COVID, and he is still the governor of the state. And that's because most in the media are also rabid Democrats, and they give political cover to guys like that. I mean, I've seen that for a... Oh, and we have breaking news. Just in moments ago, Joe Biden's taking questions at a press conference, and Joe Biden just said that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign. And in fact, Nicole has loaded that from just moments ago.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time here. I think he should resign.
And he sound, does he sound weak, Biden? He sounds so weak. Yeah, he's, the reporter asked, should he be impeached? You remember what they impeached Donald Trump for, right? A phone call. And they didn't like the phone call, so they impeached him. Here you have Joe Biden, who is breaking the laws of this country every second by letting thousands, tens of thousands of illegal aliens stream across the border, unvaccinated, unmasked, untested. We have borders. We have laws about our borders. And Joe Biden is breaking the law every second. If Donald Trump got impeached over a phone call, then Joe Biden should be impeached 100 times over for breaking the law and letting illegal aliens into this country. And no doubt spreading the COVID problem. Because, as I said, unvaccinated, many of them, most of them unmasked, and then they're flying them all around the country, including coming to Washington State, where Jay Inslee breaks the law every single day by declaring Washington to be a sanctuary state. But they want to destroy our borders because they're hoping they can get every illegal alien quick ticket to citizenship, and the Democrats hope that that will give them a permanency. They know that they're facing doom in the midterms in 22. And when that happens, they want to have everything rigged. They want to stack the Supreme Court. They want to add a state or two that be as blue can be. They want to give illegal aliens the right to vote. And they're doing everything in a panic-rushed way. By the way, tomorrow afternoon, for a full half hour, one of the great minds, Victor Davis Hanson, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. He's going to join me. We're going to talk about all of this stuff and how it affects us here in Washington State. So there's your breaking news. Joe Biden says New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign. I'll have a little more audio on that coming up right after the top of the hour. But listen to what we have straight ahead for you. We are going to talk with Cliff Mass. Seattle Times doing a little hit piece on our meteorological friend today. And then at 2:30, Kennewick Police will join me to tell how the Democrats in the legislature and their voters made their city incredibly more dangerous a few days ago. You don't want to miss any of it. It's all coming up in the next hour here on the Dory Monson Show.